Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. The mother of all holidays invented by corporations has come and gone, although some retailers would like you to believe that something called Cyber Tuesday is happening right now. Massachusetts' Black Friday weekend sales were up 2% this year. That's according to an estimate from the Retailers Association of Massachusetts. And the association is happy about that. What it's not happy about is the untallied millions that Massachusetts residents spent online on Cyber Monday, considering that most of those dollars went to out-of-state companies like Amazon. But local shopkeepers aren't the only ones unhappy. The state of Massachusetts misses out on a huge amount of sales tax dollars that are supposed to be paid on online purchases, but seldom are. How much tax money are we talking about? Well, WBUR's hubbub blocker Andrew Phelps has been trying to figure that out today. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, Sasha.
Andrew, remind us or explain to those of us who may not know, why don't we pay sales tax on online purchases?
Okay, well, just to be clear, we do pay sales taxes on online purchases when that business has a physical presence in the state. So if I go to BestBuy.com to buy something online, I do pay sales tax because there are Best Buy stores here in Massachusetts. We don't pay sales tax on businesses that are out of state, like Amazon is the big one. They're in Washington State. Washington State residents pay taxes, but Massachusetts residents don't. This drives retailers crazy, right? I looked up a 32-inch Samsung LCD TV at Best Buy. You know, you could go to your local Best Buy, pay $539.99 and then $33.75 in sales tax. All right, Get that on one hand. Or you could go to Amazon and buy it for $537, no tax and no shipping. I mean, where are you going to go? You're going to go to Amazon.
So do we know how much money annually Massachusetts loses in tax revenue because of this?
No. The Department of Revenue says it is in the millions, but they don't know and can't know. There was a 2009 analysis by the University of Tennessee at Knoxville last year that estimated Massachusetts loses some $545 million a year, money that the state might have received if people were paying sales taxes on purchases.
So potentially in the $500 million range. And to put that in perspective, by some estimates, Massachusetts is facing a $2 billion budget gap in 2012. So this uncollected tax revenue could potentially close that budget gap by a quarter.
The state would love this money.
I bet it would. Okay, so as I mentioned earlier, we're supposed to declare all of our online purchases on our Massachusetts tax returns and then pay sales tax on those online purchases at the end of the year. And Andrew, I didn't actually know this till yesterday, and I just didn't believe it, so I pulled out the Massachusetts tax return, which I have in front of me, Form 1, Massachusetts Resident Income Tax 2010. Line 33 says, use tax due on out-of-state purchases. If no use tax due, enter zero. So they're basically asking us to tell honor system what we spent out of state. Do people actually do that?
Sort of not really. It's called a use tax. It refers to a tax paid on something that you purchase out of state that you use in state. So when you buy a mattress in tax-free New Hampshire, which has been around a lot longer than Amazon.com, you're supposed to, at the end of the year, tell the IRS that you bought that mattress, that you're using that mattress, and here's the tax you owe, and voluntarily pay that tax. So I asked the Department of Revenue spokesman Bob Bliss, how much money does that equate to every year? Do Massachusetts residents actually pay use taxes? And he said that the state makes about $3 to $4 million a year in use taxes. And I thought that was pretty high. And
yeah,
I was like, wow, that's, you know, that's a lot of honest people in the Commonwealth. And he said, he described it as, quote, quite minimal, considering that tax revenues in the state are something like $4.5 billion a year. It's like not even a dent.
Andrew, I hate to ask, but is anyone up on Beacon Hill trying to put an end to this free ride?
Oh, yes. This is a debate that has gone on for something like a decade. People want to create a so-called internet sales tax. U.S. Representative Bill Delahunt, the outgoing congressman in the 10th District, proposed a bill called the Main Street Fairness Act, which would basically authorize an interstate compact. States that voluntarily choose to join in this compact to force retailers to charge sales tax to customers in any one of those states. That compact actually exists, and Governor Deval Patrick has pushed for Massachusetts to be part of it. But until there's a congressional mandate, the compact is meaningless. So if that law passes, we might be forced to pay sales tax. Now, of course, it's a lame duck Congress right now. Bill Delahunt is going out the door, so we'll see if this ever comes to fruition. Now, another idea that has floated around is a proposal that would require you to pay sales tax to the state that the internet operation does business in. So since Amazon is based in Seattle and I'm here in Boston, if I buy something on Amazon, I have to pay the Washington State sales tax. Mm-hmm. That seems to me pretty obvious that Amazon would pick up and move to New Hampshire, which is the land of no taxes, which would be great for New Hampshire, lots of jobs, but not so good for state tax coffers.
Andrew Phelps, Hubbub blogger, thank you very much for explaining all this.
Thank you, Sasha.
And listeners, you can read more about this and offer your 2 cents on the 6.25 cents you're probably not paying in sales tax on those online dollars at Hubbub, WBUR's news blog. Andrew, thanks again.
Thank you.
Up next, it may not be easy to define, but it sure is easy to talk about. We go behind the scenes with some of the people involved in the ART's newest production, The Blue Flower. Stay with us. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer. This is Radio Boston.